Perhaps no single word in business has as much negative connotation as bankruptcy. Just look at WorldCom. Investors didn't head for the hills when allegations of fraud were made. No, they waited until the B word was spoken. Well, our next guest believes that bankruptcy is a tool for financial reorganization and not the end of business. James O'Connor is the president and the founder of the O'Connor Group, a leading consultant in turnaround management, crisis management, and bankruptcy consulting. Jim, welcome.
It's nice to be here. Thank you very much.
So there's a huge stigma associated with bankruptcy. Why? Why is the concept so negative to people?
The concept of bankruptcy is negative, because most people feel the word bankruptcy is synonymous with failure.
But bankruptcy isn't always a bad thing, is it? In many ways, isn't it a second chance?
That's right. Bankruptcy is not always a bad thing. It really is a second chance for management to focus on its business, realign its plans, and position it for the future.
Jim, how would you define and describe the O'Connor Group approach to turning a client around?
Our approach is to focus on our clients' strengths and improve or eliminate their weaknesses. We usually find that most businesses are truly multifaceted and thus have some segments that are successful and have some that are failing. Our goal is always to focus our turnaround efforts on the poorly performing segments of our clients while at the same time supporting those segments that are running well and don't need as much change.
Interesting. Once cash flow problems have been resolved, what are the next steps?
It's imperative that the company solve its short-term cash flow problems first. We tell all of our clients that once you run out of cash, you run out of options. And obviously that can't happen. Once we solve the initial cash flow problems and the company is no longer in danger of running out of money, we then want to take a look at the business from a strategic point of view. We feel that in order to maintain a level of profitability and a long-term level of profitability, we must strategically position the company for its future. One of the most important steps is to focus on the company's profitability, and we can examine profitability, and we do examine profitability in many different ways. We examine profitabilities in ways most companies have never thought of. We look at our client's profitability by segment. We examine it by every one of its locations. We even examine it by every product and even sometimes every customer to determine where they're making money and where they're losing money. Only by turning our client's financial statements inside and out can we then take the next step in determining what businesses they should be in, which they should possibly exit, which products they should be in, and where should they be conducting business from.
Interesting, really. Would you mind sharing an ROI model? I understand that one of your clients, a leading e-security software developer, saw a substantial return in just 8 months.
That's right. We had a client that was in the software distribution business. This business, although experiencing rapid growth, had found profits to be very elusive. After the O'Connor Group was retained, we were able to stabilize the business and assured the board of directors that the company would be able to meet all its near-term obligations. After a careful review of the strategic alternatives, we concluded that this company would never achieve long-term viability. And while working with management and the board of directors, it was decided to sell 90% of the company's operations and reinvest the proceeds in a completely new business, although it was software-related. This business is now a leading e-security software developer.
And the old company?
The old company was sold to a competitor at a very good profit, and that profit was able to be put back into the new business.
So every single turnaround is different?
Every single turnaround is different. There are sometimes a lot of similarities and a similar approach, but it's similar to a zebra with stripes that you're never going to find two of the exact same.
And so I guess bankruptcy then is really not an ending, a closing, but a new beginning.
And that is right. Bankruptcy is not an ending. It can very much be a new beginning, sort of a genesis type event for a company, particularly when it's done in the correct way.
Jim, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
That was James O'Connor, president of the O'Connor Group, on removing the stigma of bankruptcy. He spoke to us from his offices in Boston, Massachusetts.